We are again confronted by terrifying questions. A voice is heard crying aloud, "The end of all living things is come. The last judgment is at hand, and the horror of the Day of Days has broken forth." The earth quakes, the graves burst open, and the dead arise and stream on in endless procession. The great and the little ones of the earth, kings and beggars, righteous and godless, all press on. The cry for mercy and forgiveness strikes fearfully on our ears. The wailing rises higher. Our senses desert us. Consciousness dies at the approach of the eternal spirit. The last trumpet is heard. The trumpets of the apocalypse ring out. In the eerie silence that follows, we can just catch the distant, barely audible song of the nightingale as a last tremulous echo of earthly life. Chorus of saints and heavenly beings softly breaks forth. Thou shalt arise, surely thou shalt arise. Arisen, yea, arisen shall you be. My dust from brief repose will immortal life be given to you who sought it? Then appears the glory of God. A wondrous soft light penetrates us to the very heart. All is wholly calm. And behold, there is no judgment. There are no sinners, no just. None is great, none is small. There is no punishment and no reward. An overwhelming love lightens our being. We know and are. End of Mahler's text. I would tell you that the movement, the symphony, ends with a sense of glory and triumph that simply defies easy description. The chorus sings, "Arisen, yea, arisen shall you be. My heart, in an instant, what you have overcome will carry you to God." Please, the conclusion of Mahler's Symphony No. 2.